this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
You're the Melodroid.
There you go.
What a hoot.
Melodroid?
What did you call me?
What did he call her?
Hey, Melodroids.
My sister. Now there's a Melodroid.
Kendall, I have an extraordinary amount of studying to do on that night.
It's 2 weeks away, Eugene. How could you possibly know how much studying you'll have?
Because I have an extraordinary amount of studying to do every night.
You just don't want to go.
Nonsense.
You never want to do anything fun.
Fun and frivolity are not synonymous.
Huh? Hey, Charles, what's going on? Connie and Eugene have been arguing for about 10 minutes.
Really?
What about? Eugene won't go to Connie's party, and she says it's because he's boring.
You think she'll get him to go?
No, I think she's getting bored of arguing with him.
And you need to get out anyway. Have some fun for once.
I have my share of fun.
You don't know how.
This entire conversation is worthless, as it is quite obvious that the word fun is relative and completely dependent upon one's own definition.
All right, then. What do you consider fun? What's the last thing you did just for fun?
This ought to be good.
Actually, just last week I recalibrated my barometer to study what the effect would be if the Earth's atmosphere were made up of 3% nitrogen instead of 4. And would you believe it? The relative humidity went up 5 percentage points.
What a hoot.
I was in stitches all afternoon.
What's the last social event you went to?
The physics club Christmas banquet. An enlightening festivity. The ornaments were actually held onto the tree by centrifugal force.
Have you ever been bowling? Skiing? How about roller skating?
Miss Kendall, this is a rapidly changing world, and some of us do not wish to be left behind due to engaging in unnecessary activities.
Are you saying I'm behind the times?
I'm merely saying, socially speaking, your choices have left you somewhat, maladroit.
What? What did you call me?
Uh-oh.
What does that mean?
What did he call her? I think he called her a maladroit.
What's a maladroit?
I don't know, but it sounds terrible. Man, I had no idea the argument was going to get this ugly.
Roller skating or roller skiing or whatever other activities you do to petrify your education.
Ooh! You are such a snob.
A snob? Merely because I wish to maintain a high standard for personal growth rather than waste it with useless activities?
Hey, you two.
At least I don't have my head glued to a
textbook. Connie, what's with you two? You've been at each other all morning.
Well, he's
she's completely irrational,
Mr. Will.
Enough. I want you two to cut it out.
He keeps calling me names I don't understand.
Names, Eugene? This is what you've reduced yourself to, huh?
It was not a name, per se, but simply a descriptive word.
Name, word. He meant it as an insult.
Ms. Kendall, you obviously don't...
Hold it now. Listen to yourselves. I don't care if it's words or compound sentences. You keep using them to cut each other down, and I want you to stop it. No more insulting words. Do you understand?
Yes,
Mr. Whittaker.
Uh-huh. Good. Now, let's all get back to work.
They got off easy.
No kidding.
It's a good thing he didn't come in 30 seconds earlier when Eugene called her a maladroit.
Yeah, he would have had a fit.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, ready for the test?
I think so, but I'm a little fuzzy on the French and Indian War.
That is the test, Charles.
Oh, then I guess I'm not as ready as I thought.
What a maladroit.
Henry, are you crazy? Don't say that.
Don't worry about it.
What if someone hears you?
Then they heard me, so what?
Hey, Militroids.
Dudley?
What?
Where did you hear that word?
You mean Militroid? Mark Miller called me that in math today. Cool, isn't it?
Do you know what it means?
Well, no, but Robert Skeed said in history that he thought the German army was a bunch of Militroids. Said it out loud in front of everyone. The teacher made him stay after class. Told him he shouldn't be using words he didn't understand.
It can't be all that bad. I've been using it all day and nobody slapped me or anything.
You've been using this word all day and you don't even know what it means?
Lighten up. It's just a word. How bad can it be?
Well, the program, Meltzner 462.7,
enter. Eugene! Ah!
What is it, Miss Kendall?
I looked up that word you called me, Militroid. It means inept, unskillful, and or clumsy. Is that what you meant?
Indeed, I was merely explaining that because of your elementary level of sophistication...
You're doing it again, Eugene. Didn't you listen to anything Whit said yesterday?
I am well aware of what Mr. Whittaker said, and I assure you that I shall not resort to the shameful name-calling that he denounced. I leave that type of incessant bantering to others.
You see? That's it right there. You act like you're not talking about me, but you're really talking about me. You're just hiding it behind your words.
I do not hide behind my words, Miss Kendall. If I had something to communicate to you, I would do so directly.
Yeah, like saying I'm inept and or clumsy. You're so...
Insulting words?
Fine, pal.
Look, good friend, you're making this significantly bigger than it has to be.
I am not, buddy. You seem to forget what Whit told us.
I have not forgotten, comrade. I simply wish to avoid petty verbal battles.
Yeah, well, you and me both, chum. I got better things to do. I'll see you later.
Farewell, my faithful companion.
Adios, amigo.
Au revoir, mon ami.
This kid falls and spills everything on his tray. It's like he wants to be a Malajoid. He's already in the Malajoid Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned. If Odyssey had a museum honoring all the Malajoids in our school, he'd have his own wing.
Whatever. Are you walking straight home?
Yeah, I have to babysit my little sister this afternoon. My sister. Now there's a Malajoid. If I've ever seen a Malajoid, it's her.
Have you ever seen one?
Look around, Charles. They're everywhere.
You think so?
Hello there, boys.
Rusty!
Hi, Rusty. What's going on?
Just on a little fundraising tour. I thought maybe you guys could help.
What kind of fundraising?
It's a new charity, the Help Rusty Get a Fudge Bar Foundation. We're 75 cents away from our goal. Won't you help?
I only have 35.
How about you, Pipsqueak?
Oh, come on, Rusty. You don't really expect us just to give you our money, do you?
No, actually, I expect to take it from your pocket while you're lying unconscious on the sidewalk. But thought I'd make it a little easier on you to begin with.
You can't just pick on kids half your size. I'm tired of this. You guys in the Bulls' Wrath think you can get away with anything. You're being a real Malajoid.
What was that?
Well, I didn't mean it in a bad way. I was just saying that...
Yeah? What were you saying?
Here, keep the change.
Thanks. See you later. Hey, thanks to you, it works for all of us.
So what do you think? You want to find out what that word means?
Hey, Henry.
Find anything?
Nothing. I've looked in every dictionary and encyclopedia in this whole library. The word's not in any of them. How about you?
Well, I talked to my science teacher, and with his knowledge of the metric system, he figured out that 1,000 millijoints equals 1 joint.
Wow, that's unbelievable. What's a joint?
He didn't know.
Let's look it up.
I say forget it.
I'm not using that word until I know what it means.
Come on, Charles, it's just a word. Noise is coming out of your mouth.
I know, but I have a feeling that milla... That word means something I shouldn't be saying.
Listen to you. You can't even say it when you're talking about it. Come on, Charles, say it. Millijoint. It's okay. Say it for me. Millijoint. Millijoint. Watch my pencil. You're getting sleepy. Say millijoint.
You're the millijoint.
There you go. By the way, I think you have a millijoint curling up your back.
You know, I think I saw Superman fight the millijoint in a movie once.
Shh! Quiet! This is a library.
Oh, we're sorry.
If you don't quiet down, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
But we're not really bothering anybody.
I want you quiet or out.
Yes, sir.
Man, what a millijoint.
Excuse me? What was that?
Nothing.
What was that word you just called me? I've heard that around here. What does it mean?
We don't know.
Of course you don't. Come here.
What? What for? For what?
I'm calling your parents.
What? Why? What did we do? Didn't do anything.
So the librarian just kicked you out for no reason.
I guess.
He said you called him a name. What was it?
It was nothing. I don't even know what it means.
You're using a word and you don't even know what it means?
We tried to find out, but nobody else knows either.
What's the word?
Millijoint.
Millijoint? I've never heard of it.
You see, Dad, the librarian had no right to kick us out. For all he knew, we could have been calling him a handsome and powerful man.
But did you mean it like that?
Well, no.
I didn't think so. Where did you hear this word?
Well...
Henry, where did you hear it?
At Wit's End.
Okay. Then I think maybe your visits to Wit's End are over.
But Dad!
Partner, I just love washing dishes with you.
As do I, confrere.
Except you missed a couple of spots on this bowl, my dear brother.
My deepest apologies, oh spotless one.
Oh, I need your help with something. Just got a call from Henry's father. Apparently Charles and Henry got in trouble for using a bad word, and Henry told his father they learned the word here.
At Wit's End? Nobody uses bad words around here.
Well, the strange part about it is that I've never even heard of the word. Millijoint, he said.
Millijoint?
I don't recall any such word.
Well, I don't think it is a word.
Perhaps they heard the term as a result of my friend, Ms. Kendall's misuse of the English language.
Or perhaps they wanted to imitate dearest Eugene and make up a word of their own.
Perhaps they wished to describe kind-hearted Miss Kendall and couldn't think of another word for...
Hold it. Wait just a minute. What are you two doing? Friend? Dearest? I've never heard those words used so abusively. What are you doing? Well?
We were just trying not to use insulting words, like you said.
Oh, come on. You know better than that. Or do you?
Well?
Perhaps you should elucidate.
It's not just the words you're using, it's the intent behind the words. I thought you two would have had the maturity to understand something so simple. No wonder the kids around here are picking up harsh words. That's probably why Henry and Charles got the idea that... Henry and Charles.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, thanks for coming, Charles.
Hi, Connie. Hi, Eugene.
Greetings, Charles.
Hi, Charles. What's going on?
Do you know if Henry's coming?
His dad won't let him. He thinks Wit's End has a bad influence on him.
Oh.
What's this all about?
Well, I need you to help me figure out where you first heard that word.
Millijoint? I heard Eugene say it. He called Connie a millijoint.
What? Mr. Whitaker, I assure you, I've never used such a word in my life.
Well, when did you hear Eugene say this, Charles?
The other day.
Mm-hmm. Connie, Eugene, I'd like you two to do something for me. I want you to have the same argument you had in front of Henry and Charles the other day. What were you arguing about?
Well, Miss Kendall began it by implying that my life is dull and lethargic.
No. You started it by refusing to go to my party.
Nonsense. The argument didn't truly begin until you...
Wait a minute. I didn't ask you two to argue about your argument.
Sorry. Well, Eugene told me he wasn't going to my party.
Basing my decision on logic and probability.
And he made up these excuses when it was obvious he just didn't want to go.
A completely unsubstantiated assertion.
So I tried to give him some constructive criticism. You know, help him be a normal human being.
Not realizing that I have no desire to be a normal human being.
And then he said I was maladroit, but I didn't know what that was, so I...
Hold it. What did Eugene call you?
Maladroit.
Charles, is that what you heard?
Maybe.
I think we have our word. And Connie and Eugene, I think some apologies are in order. First to each other, then to the kids. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
As usual, you are correct, Mr. Whittaker.
Meanwhile, I'll go over to the Thomases and see if I can salvage our reputation. Mr. Thomas?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Whittaker.
Is Henry here?
Yes. He's upstairs on restriction.
Well, I came to talk to you anyway.
Would you like to come in?
No, thank you. This will take only a minute. I just wanted to come by and apologize for what happened. It's all a simple misunderstanding. Henry heard the word maladroit from one of my employees and got it turned around. Milladroit doesn't mean anything.
I know. But what I don't know is why my son would think it was an insult.
Well, he heard it in an argument. You see, Connie and Eugene argue sometimes, and Eugene uses words most people don't understand.
I see. Well, you know, Mr. Whittaker, it doesn't matter what the word means. My concern is that until Henry started hanging around Wit's End, he didn't speak disrespectfully toward anyone, especially to people in authority. But I guess when he sees people in authority talking that way themselves... Well, maybe he thinks it's okay.
Well, I understand.
I'm just not sure I like Henry hanging around at a place where words are used as weapons.
I don't know what to say, except I'm sorry, and you can be sure this is something we're going to work on.
Well, thank you for coming by, Mr. Whittaker.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Henry. So, how long are you grounded for?
A week.
Wow.
You get anything?
My dad's making me do an essay.
An essay?
I have to write a 500-word essay on the dangers of bad language.
Really? Have you started?
Yeah, I just finished. How's this? The Dangers of Words by Charles Edward Thompson. Words can be very, 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 very dangerous. Let me quote from James 3, the chapter after 1 and 2, where the Bible talks about controlling the tongue. See, then here I copied down the whole chapter. As you can see, words can be very dangerous. The end. Think he'll go for it?
No.
I need more varies, don't I?
No. You didn't write that. You just copied it.
Then what am I going to write about?
How about what happened?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dudley.
Did you hear about Roger Taylor? He called a lunch lady a melon joint and got in huge trouble. Has cafeteria cleanup duty for the next month.
A whole month?
Yeah. Man, that word's gotten so many people in trouble lately. I'm not going to say it anymore.
Us either.
So what are you guys doing?
Charles has to write an essay for his dad.
Your dad? What about?
The dangers of bad language.
Really? Did you say something in front of him? What was it?
Never mind.
He said something in front of his dad. What a yelnik.
A what?
Yelnik. I just heard that one today. Cool, huh?
Let's get out of here, Henry.
Right behind you, Charles.
Hey, wait. That doesn't mean anything bad.
I think Charles and Henry are beginning to understand that words always mean something, even when they don't seem to mean anything. Proverbs 21:23 says, "To watch over the mouth and tongue is to keep out of trouble." God wants us to be careful with the words we use, because controlling what we say is an important part of our commitment to Him. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The War of the Words was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.